Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads.
Welcome.
Hi.
To Fredericks of NPR's podcast number 2.
Dos. En Español.
Since the music's starting a little differently on this one.
Yeah, I'll say.
I think it's safe to assume that this will be a slightly different podcast.
Better, I hope.
I still plan on including some commentary. Maybe some phone calls. Try that again.
No. Yeah, after it went over so well last time, why not?
Let's see where this goes. Thanks for listening. Try to make it worth your time.
Hey.
Yeah?
Don't forget about the sponsors. Sponsors.
Yeah, I know. Gotta take care of those guys. Hold on, I got something right here. Now a word from our sponsor, Beef Burgers.
Here under protest is Beef Burgers.
Hmm?
We know a little place in the American Far West where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes. This is a lot of shit, you know that.
Hey.
You want one more?
Yeah, I don't like
it. More on what beef?
You missed the first beef, actually, completely.
What do you mean, missed it?
You're emphasizing prairie fed.
But you can't emphasize beef. That's like he's wanting me to emphasize in before July. Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads.
Frederick?
I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare.
Hey.
Will you do this? It's impossible.
Olsen, you did 6 last year, and by far and away the best, and I know the reason.
The right reading for this is the one I'm giving you.
Mix up here, Fredericks.
I spent 20 times more for you people than any other commercial I've ever made. You are such pests. Now, what is it you want in your depths of your ignorance? What is it you want?
Yeah, me too.
Whatever it is you want, I can't deliver because I just don't see it.
That's yeah, me neither. They're worse.
You can't make me worth it. No money is worth it.
Yeah, money's not worth what people like to make you believe anyway.
Well, I guess it's time to leave here until I figure out where we're headed with this baby.
I don't even know if I want to go along on this ride.
Such pests.
Primitive man first found that he could use a stone as a tool for cracking open shells and grinding different vegetables and herbs, plants, into a pumice to be used in multiple ways. Unfortunately, it wasn't long before he learned that he could use the stone as a weapon, and he threw it at his neighbor. Later on, he and his neighbor approached a tree in which all the low-hanging fruit had been removed. And he picked up a stick and he reached up far higher than he could by himself, and he knocked the fruit loose. When his neighbor bent to pick up the fruit, he struck him with the stick. He had used his tool as a weapon against his neighbor.
Oh, I get it.
Later, he found that by fastening a bent stick with a tightened vine, he could put one of his sharpened sticks upon it and make it bow and arrow, which made it possible for him to catch prey that was much faster than he was.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, well,
yeah.
You know what happened.
Yeah.
Tool into weapon.
People are funny.
You're gonna do that with computers too? Oh, that's right.
Oh man, I can feel it coming on. Go ahead.
So?
Yeah.
Let's think about this WikiLeaks thing.
Such thousands and thousands and thousands of pages.
Endangering American lives.
Yeah, can't tell the secrets.
That's what they're being accused of doing.
They told the secrets.
As if sending people to war doesn't put their lives in danger.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Or having hundreds of military bases around the world.
They're necessary.
Supporting oppressive regimes.
Hey, better oppressive than...
That doesn't put American lives in danger.
You're always in danger.
Bailing out the ultra-rich.
Well, they're the ones that own us.
That doesn't put anybody's life in danger, right?
Nobody that matters.
We're talking about the secrets.
Secrets? Don't talk about those.
The dirty little secrets.
It just makes people upset. Why bother?
Now that puts people's lives in danger.
Yeah, you keep this stuff up. You know what's gonna happen to you. Hey, I know somebody. I even know where you live, pal.
The world is better off without you, Miss Cheney. And that's what I believe. They were the people that were brutalized by this man. He said this will be put on trial. Will be brought to justice. He will be detained.
I talked to Vice President Cheney, and this is a brutal dictator.
He will be detained.
Good riddance.
The world is better off without you, Mr. And that's what I believe.
I talked to Vice President Cheney, and this is a brutal dictator.
He will be detained.
Spiritual person starts praying for God to do something. The scientific person swims down to the bottom and pulls the drain plug.
This is from the concise Oxford Dictionary of World Religions, 1997. Holy Fool. Holy fools are figures who subvert prevailing orthodoxy and orthopraxis in order to point to the truth which lies beyond immediate conformity. A holy fool endeavors to express the insistence of all religion that detachment from the standards of the world
yeah.
is the sine qua non of advancement into truth. Holy fools are also an important part of the reversals, which are characteristics of the liminal stage of rites of passage.
I better look that up.
Thus, the Lord of Misrule, also known as the Abbot of Misrule, was elected in medieval Christianity to preside over Christmas festivities, often at the Feast of Fools. This was held at the New Year and was so insistent in its reversals that it was repeatedly attacked by the official church. But the traditional insights linger on in the figure of the clown.
Oh, that was good.
Bozo.
Close to that 15-minute mark.
Boy, it seems like an hour.
About as long as I'm shooting for.
I'm already shot.
Right now. I appreciate you guys listening.
Yeah.
And me and my partner over here. Hey, what is your name anyway?
My name? Toby.
Toby what?
Fieldfield.
All right. So this is Frederick and his, I don't want to call him a partner.
What?
Let's call him my assistant.
Oh.
Toby Beelfield and Frederick.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank you for listening. Probably throw one more thing in here so we make it 2 to 15.
Yeah, just throw something in there. That's real.
While I think about it,
why don't
you listen to a little bit more? What's gonna be the theme song?
Yeah.
Truth Rider. A song for Travis.
Who's Travis? Edgekin.
Wait.
You will hear your prompts in English. Usted escuchará sus opciones
yes.
en inglés. To confirm this change, press pound. To cancel this change, press star. Para confirmar este cambio, oprima la tecla de número. Para cancel. You have pressed an incorrect key. Unfortunately, the system cannot process your entries. Please try again later. Goodbye.